Oh, what's going on, everybody? Let me get the music going right quick. So excuse the hooded James today, but I wanted to talk to you all while it is fresh on my mind. I wanted to talk about my weekend on the beach, in the sunlight, you know, just being out and about. And I wanted to talk to you all about it because, hey, it's fresh on my mind, and I wanted to holler at you all. If you're viewing this video right now, make sure you like, press the like button, smash it actually, just get at the like button, just get it, and make sure you subscribe. So today, what I wanted to talk about is completely just alleviating the eye floaters. Now, I've been talking about this a lot on my last lives. If you've been tuning into the lives, I've been talking a lot about positivity. Right. So this past weekend, I was at Rosarito, Mexico. As most of you know, very beach like city. And, you know, you get a lot of sunlight, you get a lot of blue. Right. And in most cases, that's where you see all of your eye floaters when you're out and about. Now, I've been telling you all that I have been completely overcoming the eye floaters lately, and a lot of it is due to the positivity inside my mind. Looks like we got a couple comments here right quick. Let's go ahead and check it out. Hey, good morning, new floater subscriber here. Hey, what's up, Melina? What's going on? Welcome to the channel. Yeah, so if you are new to this channel, this is basically a channel completely about eye floaters and just completely about just having community with each other. So welcome to the channel. Let me get a little clap for Melina. Appreciate you. Yeah, so being in Rosarito over the weekend, I was able to realize, actually when I came back home, I was like, oh my goodness, I really was not bothered the whole entire time about eye floaters. It was just blowing my mind. Like, once I realized that, I really didn't notice them the whole entire weekend. And I didn't wear sunglasses once. So shout out to that. You know, I got to share my experience with you all because, you know, I've been hearing that a lot of times my experience helps some people get through what they're going through. And that's why I constantly want to share. And that's also why I want to encourage other people to go ahead and get out there and share, because that's the way that you really get over anything, the way you really overcome anything. And I know that sometimes, oftentimes, it's harder said than done. And excuse me for looking at the mic more than I'm looking at you all. I'm just saying everything's, you know, completely off the top of my head, and I'm just giving it to you raw, no pun intended. And I just want to tell you exactly what happened and just what it is for me. But now I lost track of mine. Let me take a sip of my coffee real quick. Hold on. Yeah. So like I was saying, oftentimes it's all in your head and it's all mental. So knowing that I do have eye floaters and being out there on a beach and what have you, and not really dealing with it the way that I once did, I know for sure anybody watching this video right now, you can do the same exact thing. And you always have a place to come and holler at somebody about this issue right here on the World of Floater. So shout out to that right quick. Man, I love doing these lives with you all because it's a way that I could constantly talk to you all and put out material for you all to come and join me with. And, you know, all I want to do at the end of the day is help the community of people, because I knew what it was like at one time to have to deal with the eye floaters constantly. And I knew that depression feeling and not really wanting to go outside and whatever. And look at me now. Rosarito, baby, on the beach, right? And not even thinking about eye floaters, looking at the sunset and what have you. I know this sounds a little bit preachy. I understand that. I'm not trying to come off too preachy. I'm just trying to be honest and let you all know what's going on. All right, so we got another comment from Dickie Bird. Shout out to Dickie Bird. I'm so happy for you. Mine have been better since I started being more positive. I told them I didn't care about them. weird, but it works. Slowly but sure. Oh, man. That just gave me chills, man, because that's exactly what I've been talking about. Like, once you tell yourself it's not an issue, it becomes irrelevant to you. And it completely blows my mind. Shout out to Dickie right quick. Let's get a little round of applause for Dickie right quick. I mean, that's so real, Dickie. And that's what I've been talking about on these last videos. And this is why I want to keep on, you know, jumping out into the live stream and hollering at you all and seeing what you all are talking about as well. Because it's true. You stay positive and you keep that right mindset, then that could overcome any obstacle that you have in your life. And especially eye floaters. Our mind is like so crazy powerful that once you program it the way that you need to program it, and that goes for everything. Thank you, Dickie, for leaving that comment. That was excellent. We got another comment from Melina. I just got eye floaters, and honestly, it's very hard. I got one floating in the middle of my eye, back and forth dancing. It's hard to ignore something dancing in front of your eyes. I totally agree with you, Melina, because when I first got eye floaters, that's, you know, how I viewed it as well. And believe me, I still have the eye floaters if I want to like really focus on them. And I have a lot of them, dark ones too, dark and clear in both eyes. And when I first noticed it, I was on a drive one day going through the desert because I moved to Las Vegas, like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, like 4 years ago, whatever. And that's when I first recognized it, and I saw it, and I shook my head like, what is that? Oh, I shook my head like, oh, that'll go away. And then it never went away, and it drove me crazy. And then I started thinking, oh, there must be some kind of other underlying issue. What's going on with me? I started freaking out, panicking. I started going to the eye doctor. The eye doctor said, I'm cool. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not cool. Like, I got these things in my eye, and I'm starting to get more. And the doctor told me, oh, everybody has them. You always had them. And I'm thinking, no, I didn't, because I didn't always recognize this. And I would read things that said that our mind, once it recognizes something in our view, it is hard for our mind to unsee it. And it will make you only see more. So imagine this. Imagine if we always had eye floaters, which is a possibility, because after all, we shed skin on a daily, right? So why wouldn't we shed the inside of our vitreous, right? If we're constantly always straining our eyes, looking at phones, looking at computers, right? So once our mind saw it and recognized it for the first time, now we're starting to recognize the other eye floaters, right? And so lately, all of my videos, I've been talking about the positivity and telling yourself that this is not an issue. When you see the eye floater, think of it as like a positive thing, and then just shake it out. And potentially, that's something that can help. And on this channel, most of the time, I've just been talking about my experience and trying different things that might potentially help me, because I don't want to be stuck inside every single day. I don't want to be the guy that lets some kind of, in my opinion, it's a little bit of a disability, but like, I don't want to be the guy that allowed that disability to keep me inside. Because after all, if you also think about this, right, there's a lot of people with way more crazy serious issues than eye floaters. There's some people that can't even get up and walk, right? And then here I am crying about my eye floaters, and not saying that any of you are crying, but I'm just speaking, right? Some people can't even get up and walk. Some people are actually blind. Some people can't even see, right? Thank you, Melina, for leaving that comment. And she also says, I used to walk my dog and damn ran back inside with a panic attack. Man, I know what you're going through. Trust me, you're not alone, because I had those moments too, with my daughter, like going to the park and whatever. Like when I first got the eye floaters, I was like, oh my gosh, I'll never be able to go take my daughter to the park and actually enjoy again. But, you know, talking with people, the community, and trying to figure out like what helps them, that will be your first step, in my opinion. If you take the first step in trying to like overcome them, then you'll, it'll help you a lot. And I understand that like right off the bat, it's not going to be easy for you to just think like, oh, I got to think positive, and then they'll go away. Like, I understand It's easier said than done. I understand that. Let me just tell you some of the things that I did when I first got my floaters. Well, first of all, you got to make sure that you holler at a doctor about, about, you know, making sure you don't got like any retina tears. Because if you have retina tears, that could be causing your eye floaters. There could be like other things causing the eye floaters. You want to make sure that you don't got first, like any other eye issues, right? No retina tears. If you're seeing flashes or anything like that, that's no bueno. Like you got to get that figured out first. So once your doctor clears you for not having a retina tear, then, you know, just do things that kind of help you, like get prescription sunglasses. And I also recognize that the better prescription you have, whether it's the clear ones or the shaded ones, the sunglasses with prescription, that helps you a lot too, because you're able to focus on like everything beyond. So with eye floaters, more than likely, most of us are nearsighted. So if you're able to focus on the beyond realm of the eye floaters, like what's in front of you, then that will help a lot too. So I always recommend getting some really good prescription sunglasses and prescription just seeing glasses in general. You got to have an up-to-date prescription, 100%. All right. Shout out to Sugar T says, hello. What's going on? We got some more people. We got Takva back in the house. I seen you on the last slide. Says, I have a lot of eye floaters. Hopefully the bromelain helps. I hope so too. I believe that the bromelain helped me a lot. Something that I tried. So if any of you are new here, Milena, you might want to listen to this too. And I got other videos talking about bromelain, but bromelain is something that I included in my daily regimen. And I believe that it's also something that made some of my darker eye floaters a little more transparent. Now, this is you know, some people say that it helps. Some people say that it doesn't. One thing that I do want to point out is that, so since the bromelain comes from pineapple, a lot of people think that just by eating the actual fruit itself is the way you get the bromelain, and it's not. The bromelain derives from the hard part of the pineapple, the part we don't eat. Yes, it's in the fruit part, but you'll have to eat a lot of pineapple, the fruit part, for it to, you know, sink into your system or what have you. And if you're doing that, though, that's also a lot of sugar. So, you know, I'm not sure how how much sugar you want to consume, but I would just get the capsule, the pill form of the bromelain. So just want to put that out there. All right. Let's see. Mike Timothy, what's going on? I can't even go outside or wear sunglasses now. Yeah, man, like I said, I think that if you got some prescription sunglasses, get an updated prescription, see if that helps. Because I noticed that if I wear contacts, all right, so I used to wear contacts with sunglasses, and I think that didn't help me as much. Like if I have like the contacts and then I put the sunglasses on. But once I got prescription sunglasses, like an updated prescription sunglasses, that helped me a lot. And make sure you get like the reflective layer over the sunglasses as well. All right, Dickie Bird back with a comment. I have about 20 in each eye. There's one that pops up more than the others as it's darker. I call it Dave. And when I see Dave, I say hi and then carry on. I used to let it overwhelm me. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I love it, man. And these are the exercises that I talk about on this channel. And these are the exercises that I believe help. So let me read this again. Dickie Burr said, I want to repeat this because I really believe that this is something that helps me. And so thank you, Dickie Burr, for pointing this out. All right. So Dickie Burr says, I have about 20 in each eye, which is a lot of eye floaters. All right. There's one that pops up more than the others as it's darker. I call it Dave. And when I see Dave, I say hi, then carry on. I used to let it overwhelm me and make me sad. And now he doesn't. So when he sees the floater, he's like, hey, Dave, what's going on? All right. Get out of here, man. And then proceeds with his day. And now it's not bothering him as much. It's the same exact thing I do. When I see the floaters, I just shake it out. And I've been doing that for a while now. And that's like an exercise that I really, truly believe is helping me. And it's helping Dickie as well. And like I told you all in the beginning of this live, I went to Rosarito, Mexico over the past weekend. Beaches, sunny, all that stuff, right? Clouds, whatever. You know, it's bright. It's a beach, right? I wasn't bothered one bit about the eye floaters. I don't even remember or recall seeing any eye floaters. So thank you, Dickie, for leaving that comment. That's awesome, man. I love that everybody's chiming in and letting us know about their experiences and what have you. All right. Looks like we got another comment from Elena. Y'all think pineapple juice the same? I'm not sure if I already helped you with that question right there, but pineapple juice, you will get the bromelain from the pineapple juice, but you would have to drink like an unreasonable amount of pineapple juice to get the 500 milligrams of bromelain. Some people take more, but 500 milligrams of bromelain, that's what I've been taking for the last like a year and a half or what have you. It's been like a year and a half now, and I take it daily, just like a regular vitamin. I just take it daily. Sugar T says, do you see floaters indoor as well? Because I only see them outside more. Do you have the small dot, perfectly round small dots? Yeah, for sure, I do. Yeah, and then there's this one that there's this one that is like really small, and I don't typically see it, but every once in a while it does come out of nowhere, and I just gotta, you know, look at some other contrast to kind of help me just, you know, not see that one no more. So that one is kind of a weird small dot floater. So yeah, I mean, I have like all kinds of different shapes and sizes, but you know, this whole live right here, I'm just talking about exercises and things to help us just overcome the eye floaters entirely. So hope that helps you, Sugar T. Mine are thread-like, and some, yep, some are thread-like. They're just all different shapes and sizes. It's weird because if you think about it, so it's basically just like the skin from the inside of your eyeball, right? And it's just, you know, breaking off. And for some reason, our nearsighted eyes are just picking up the shadow of the floater. So really, we're looking as close up, almost like microscopic, like close to the eye floater as possible. And that's basically what it is. So when we're seeing it almost like a cell from a microscope. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's see. How do you know pineapple will help? Hey, look, man, I'm just going to say this. Look, I am not a doctor, so I don't know anything, okay? I'm just straight up telling you all my experience and sharing it with you all, okay? So just let me just make that clear. This is not doctor advice, okay? So let me just let you all know that. But from my experience, the bromelain, the enzyme that's extracted from pineapple, I believe has helped me greatly with the dark eye floaters. I believe that it made the dark eye floaters more transparent. So I hope that clears up like my take on the bromelain, and also let you know that I'm not trying to, you know, push bromelain in a way to convince anybody. I'm just letting you all know this is what's helping me, and I'm just keeping it real. And I know how to differentiate like the placebo effect from the real effect, because I tried different things that people said would help and it didn't help. Like, what is it called? MCM liquid or MSM drops. I tried MSM drops. I think that is a load of, you know what? I tried the MSM liquid drops, and really all it did was burn my eyes. And I tried it for like a month. Maybe I needed to try it longer, but I don't know. My eyes felt like they were getting weaker from the MSM drops. I just got a phone call, everybody. Excuse me. Let me get the music back on. Like a random number phone call. So random. Anyways, y'all, I don't want to keep this live too long, everybody. Just wanted to come and holler at you all, share my experience over the weekend, remind you of the exercise. Remember, when you see them, just know Think positive. Tell yourself this is not an issue. And I believe that exercise will help greatly. Thank you all for tuning in to this live right here. I will be live much more often. So just put your notifications on. Put your notifications on. Press the little bell icon so that you get the notification every time I go live. Follow the Instagram, World of Floaters. Everybody, thank you once again. I am out of here.